the last 2 weeks with so many businesses slowed down or shut down by the coronavirus outbreak. Deaths from that in the U.S. now over 5,000.
The federal stockpile of emergency supplies is dwindling. President Trump told reporters the administration has been sending respirators, masks, and gloves directly to hospitals.
Obviously, we're not going to be shipping too much until now. We do have excess of certain things, and we don't have enough of others.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and a chorus of other states and cities have complained about a chronic lack of test kits and other supplies. The Trump administration has authorized the National Guard to bring more equipment to hard-hit hospitals as needed.
People in 39 states are now told to stay home except for necessities. L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti is advising everyone to wear masks in public. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, they don't want you to worry and be home alone. They have a team to move you to Caravita Village at their cost. Just do not be alone. Call today to discuss your options. Go to CaravitaVillage.com.
This is what I've always called a picture postcard day. Oh, actually, a Chamber of Commerce day. That's my line. Sunshine. Picture perfect with blue skies, high temperature in the mid-70s today. We're starting off a little cool, but the coolness is wearing off quickly. Clear skies, not quite as cold tonight, overnight low 49. This morning we were in the low 40s. Tomorrow's high near 80, more sun, a few clouds, but a great Friday. This is nice because I've been walking a lot and getting out. I found out that if I walk four times around my neighborhood, that's 2 miles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so low 80s on Saturday, mid-80s Sunday, sun and cloud mixed over the weekend. Rain chances not zero, but under 20%. And scattered showers and thunderstorms Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday with highs in the 80s. Right now this morning, we have a little breeze out of the northeast at 6. Otherwise, clear skies looking nice, 55 at 9:04. Good morning.
Now, when you walk that 2 miles, are you actually hitting the 7-minute mile? Because a lot of people don't know this about you, Rich, because they see your face, they see you on TV, yeah. They see you on the internet, right. They hear you on the radio, but you have a very, how would I put it, surprising gait. It's kind of like, you remember that running back Robert Smith? It's like, oh my goodness, like, how is he going that fast?
Oh,
he's
really?
Just walking.
Really?
Like, yeah,
I
mean,
I don't know. I do move, I guess, I don't know.
It's just, I'm always deceived by how quick you are.
Well, I know a lot of people have been walking their dogs, and a lot of dogs around town are probably wondering, another walk? Really? Didn't we just do this?
Yeah.
But, we got to stay healthy, and this is a good weekend. Boy, the stretch of weather we're going to have is going to be great for people to get out in the fresh air and also open up those windows, maybe get some fresh air into that house.
And even though it was cool, I drove in top down this morning.
Oh,
had a jacket on, felt good.
Man, invigorating, yeah. Invigorating. All right, guys, so there was a gasp in the studio this morning at 7:30 when news hit of the unemployment numbers from last week. I don't know what they were expecting.
Half of that. They were expecting like 3.1 million claims. Yeah. It's at what,
6.6? 6.6 just last week added on to. So we're about 10 million now in the last 2 weeks.
Good.
So it's only going to go up.
It's
only going to go up.
Who in their right mind, even on March 1st, could have predicted what has happened since then.
Yeah. Well, and of course the usual partisan games have started, but you can go find right-wing, left-wing sources that weren't playing this up to what it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there were a few folks who got it right. I think the most frustrating thing is that this is more like a blank canvas for people to project what they think onto it, because we really don't know the actual lethality of the virus. We don't know we know it's very infectious and spreads, but we don't know exactly how that's happening. There's so much of the fog of war right now that I think that's what's really causing a lot of trouble.
Because we're all going through it together, and I mean around the world.
Yes.
It's not going to pull us farther apart. I think it's going to tend to unite us, I hope.
I agree.
I like to be positive. I think because we're all going through it together, people are coming together.
I agree.
So
I think everyday people are, but just watch out for people that use the... I had a good friend who wrote a great line. He said, instead of trying to beat the virus, we're trying to use the virus to beat each other. Mm. And he was talking about in the political context.
Yeah, exactly.
I think everyday folks, especially in like locally, I've seen nothing but good things.
Can the political stuff right
now. Right, exactly. Amen.
All right, guys.
Thank you, Rich.
See you.
Take care, Rich.
Be well.
News and Views begins in mere moments.
From LA
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Montgomery Regional Airport has seen an 80% drop in traffic because of the coronavirus pandemic. Executive Director Marshall Taggart says the airport has been deep cleaned and flights are still available for essential travel. Taggart says there are no plans for layoffs currently. State health officials say the peak number of coronavirus cases in Alabama may come around the third week in April. Officials say this depends on many factors, including social distancing across the state. And the National Weather Service confirms 5 tornadoes hit Alabama Tuesday morning. An EF2 tornado hit Barber County, which was the hardest hit area. A total of 3 EF0 tornadoes hit Pike County. No serious injuries were reported. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Turn to the experts at AC Pilot Choir and Carrier to save up to $1,850 on a new Carrier AC and heating system. Or get 0% financing up to 60 months with approved credit. Plus, get a 10-year parts and labor warranty on your new system when you sign a maintenance agreement. Contact AC Pilot Choir for details. acpilotchoir.com.
Sounds like a job for AC Pilot Choir.
License number 84417.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home, that's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
Businesses across the River Region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them, and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
Welcome and good morning. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. In studio with me, my trusty friend, Eddie Bader.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. How you doing?
Doing all right. Jack Campbell should be calling in early today, my great co-host. And yes, the crisis continues, and we're seeing all sorts of good developments, but also cracks in the facade. Where we were just talking with Rich Thomas, that we're seeing people come together, especially on the local level. You're seeing people reach out. And even on the national scene, yeah, you've seen the outbreak of people actually telling the truth and getting along. For instance, Governor Gavin Newsom said, the Trump administration and Trump has given me everything I wanted.
Right, and he said I'd be lying,
yeah,
if I said he's doing a horrible job. He's doing
right
all I've asked him to do.
So we're seeing people, you know, who usually don't get along. Of course, the also usual politics continues, and issues that existed before this crisis continue to go on. And that's mm-hmm what the White House highlighted yesterday at their press conference. They started it not about the virus, but about drug interdiction. They yeah were essentially doubling the assets. That includes, like, naval destroyers out there in the Caribbean and in the Pacific theater, essentially the Southern Command. interdicting drugs. They're saying that, and then they're playing up how the attorney general is saying, well, we indicted 16, 17 people from the Maduro regime for moving 250 metric tons a year of drugs, like meth and cocaine. Yeah. And what was interesting, when they were listing all these drugs, they said, we're going to interdict meth and cocaine and opiates. Yeah. And they didn't mention cannabis. They didn't mention marijuana.
I noticed that, too.
That's a change of pace for the federal government.
It is, but I really don't. I was kind of surprised, Joey, because, again, I worry about times like this, the power grab.
Right.
And all of a sudden, for them to say, hey, we're worried about the cartels taking advantage of our situation. And
right. And then they're kind of making nods at Iran, saying, we'd like to help Iran, but if they do that, it'll be the biggest regret of their life. And, you know, Mike Milley, Eddie's got to step out for a second, folks. Mike Milley, the head of the Joint Chief of Staff, essentially making a very clear preemptive threat, let's say. You mess with the United States in the middle of this health crisis, you're going to get it. So all these problems that existed beforehand still exist. But what's interesting is you start to see a distinction between real problems, actual issues, and those issues that are just completely political bullcrap, poppycock, BS. Now, sometimes you get these real issues that are intermingled with the political, and actually that's what skilled politicians do. They take something that is a real issue, and then they whoop it up a good bit to their political persuasion, and that's what a lot of people, unfortunately, are doing with this virus. And as you just heard Eddie mention, and I'm starting to see this with everybody playing right now, for the most part, up there in D.C., is that when you have a true crisis, when you have, as they're now using it metaphorically speaking, a war on your hands, what happens when war breaks out? There you see the rise of what I would like to call the state. And I don't mean like the state of Alabama. I don't mean just government. I mean the idea of the state, that we are the government. Now, don't get me wrong, as we were just talking with Rich, when you start to find yourself in a terrible situation, an unnerving situation. Now, 6.6 million jobless claims breaking an hour ago. My God, folks. Yeah. You can't help but realize, yeah, we really are all in the gutter together here.
Right now we are, definitely.
Some of us have a better seat in the gutter. Some of us are looking at the stars. But generally speaking, we are in this together. And so that leads your authorities, your government authorities, to really play into the idea of the state as your savior, as the competent savior here on earth that's going to take care of you. And what I worry about is that they're going to start making more and more promises. As you heard, not yesterday, but the day before, the president suggested, hey, I want $2 trillion in infrastructure spending as we get out of this. That's after all these stimulus shore-up bills.
Right.
Ooh. And then now we're going to double capacity. What I'm worried about, folks, is that because of the crisis, it's not just people pushing an ideological agenda. It won't be that. There's enough fight in D.C. right now and enough division that nobody's going to get completely what they want ideologically. What's going to happen, though, is everybody will agree we just need more spending.
That's what bothers me. You can't keep throwing good money at bad ideas.
Right. And, again, how long will these crackdowns, will these new spending programs, will these things last? Will they last beyond the crisis? You know, we really, and maybe we needed to, because of the nature of this particular coronavirus. It's essentially SARS-2.
Mm-hmm.
This is COVID-19. It's a perfect mix, really. I was watching a great interview. I can't remember the guy's name. He's been on all the cable news networks. He was on Joe Rogan yesterday.
I know the guy you're talking about. Yeah.
Bow-tied-wearing scientist. Mm-hmm. He's in the Texas medical system.
Yeah.
Hold on. Works on infectious diseases. Yeah. But I remember what he was saying is that, for instance, SARS and MERS were much more deadly in terms of the lethality rate. And things like Ebola, you catch it, you're pretty much dead, and you know when somebody gets it.
Right.
So you can isolate away from those people. Or those people can't survive long enough to spread the disease.
Dr. Peter Hotez?
Yes.
I don't know if I'm saying his last name right.
And I thought he's impressive.
Really good.
And he's been all the news networks, mm-hmm. And been on podcasts. He's very good. Helping to develop a vaccine from sort of a nonprofit perspective, right. And they're trying to do a low-cost one that they can give to the world. That might not be the quickest approach. You're going to have the private sector doing that to get
right.
vaccines out, but you can have multiple different types of vaccines. But he said that this particular coronavirus that we should have known, and by we, he doesn't mean just the Trump administration or the United States government or scientists in the United States. He means everybody in the world should have known by this point. We have a problem with these coronaviruses that keep popping up out of China, for instance, mm-hmm. mostly China. And we should have prepared for these things in a much more robust way. But because this particular virus is not incredibly as lethal as the first SARS or MERS or Ebola or anything right. like that.
I don't know, Ebola.
And it's not the most infectious. It's not the most lethal, but it's a perfect combination of lethal and infectious to where you get a lot of people who carry this virus mm-hmm. show no symptoms. So it's like this virus, this particular coronavirus, is mutated to perfectly adapt to spread itself and yet still be lethal. And like we're saying, folks, it's unnerving because somebody with, a certain blood type could get this yeah. at whatever age.
Yep.
Now, you, of course, are at more risk if you have underlying problems. If you are older, and usually when you're older, it means you have more underlying problems. It's just the nature of health. And unfortunately, these bodies start, giving out here. It's like anything. Entropy is at work. But it is unfortunate that you could get this, and depending on your blood type and your lifestyle, doesn't affect you at all.
You could just be a carrier at that point, right?
Right. And then other people who are perfectly healthy in their 30s or 40s, they get hit and they're in the hospital the next day. And you can see the president was affected by the one guy he knew personally.
Yeah. Tough guy. He's a tough guy. He likes to, he's a little overweight. Mm-hmm. Overweight by his own standards, but strong, tough guy. And then next day I find out he's in a coma.
Yeah.
And I asked the president, is that your turning point? And the president said, well, no, I was seeing the stats. But like I said yesterday, when you start to get the personal experience.
Well, with anything like that, when it hits you personally, it right. all of a sudden does bring it to the forefront.
Well, and I'll say this. I can say it now. We in the family were worried one of my uncles had it. He mm-hmm. was quarantining and staying pretty much just in his room, and he finally got his test back. He was negative.
Yeah.
Thank God. But it is very unnerving because this particular uncle is now, it's hard for me to think of it. He's now in his 60s. Mm-hmm. I was worried there for a second, and luckily he doesn't. He's got something else. But it is just a very difficult time. When you're trying to figure out this virus, you're in the fog of war, and you have all these people who are in charge, mostly at the national level, some at the state level,
yeah.
taking over things and trying to respond, and so they just start promising heaven and earth. And so once you get out of the crisis, you're like, wait, we made all these promises, how do we pull these things back? It is changing our society, I think, in some ways for the better, but it is also going to change us, I think, for the worse. It's like any big exo-shock.
Yeah, there'll be some negative side effects of it, I guess you would say. But I think mm-hmm. we'll grow out of a lot of those. But I think, my biggest concern is money. Everything is cash flow. I don't care what business you're in, it's cash flow. And if we're printing money to give Joey money and me money, even though we're not working, we might not be working because everything's closed, those bills are still going to come due.
Right.
What
do you think about this idea? Some states have said you can't evict people.
Well, as a landlord, I'll be honest, I'm pretty much against that.
Right.
But now some of my own clients I've talked to, and I know them very well, a lot of them are like family, and we've had that talk where some of them work at Hyundai, and they're temps at Hyundai, and then Hyundai's had to lay them off. And, they called me. They're very upfront. Hey, Eddie, they're worried. But when they talk to me, I'm like, hey, man, it's no worries. I got your back. You've been a good tenant for so long, this is not even a problem.
Right, but let's not giving too much detail, but the reality being a landlord is you don't own a lot of these properties outright. You
right.
still have a mortgage on them. You still have they're financed.
Right, and that's the problem. And again, it's cash flow. When people say, hey, and I've seen the push, social media, hey, no evictions, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Well, okay, what happens? And this happened back in 2008 when the economy crashed out. All these people had rentals, and they owed money on these rentals. Well, the people quit paying rent. So eventually what happens is the bank takes these properties back, and it becomes a worthless property at that point.
Right.
And, I mean, there's neighborhoods in Montgomery just devastated. That and, absolutely devastated.
And so I'm sort of burying the lead here, folks, but my big worry here is that this virus is the cause of our economic problems right now because the governments around the nation literally have shut down the economy.
Yes.
But I'm worried that that measure will reveal a much more wicked, insidious, much deeper structural problem with the economy.
Oh, definitely.
That we have too many people with personal debt loads, businesses with massive debt loads,
yes,
and governments, not just the United States government, but governments built on massive debt loads. And we've been issuing more and more money and taking out more and more debt,
right,
for less and less growth. This is over a several decade period.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope once it's all right to go and live your life and go back to concerts and festivals, I'd love to go to that comedy show that got canceled on us, Eddie. I'd love to go live life. I hope we get a little bit of recovery and then it takes off, like that V-shaped recovery everybody's touting.
I'm really confident of that, but as far as us learning a lesson,
mm-hmm,
look at history, 60s, 70s, and then the 80s, the excess of the 80s, and then we had the downturn, and what came back in the late 90s, well, we had the excess of that, too. We don't, as a population, individuals might learn the lesson, but as a population as a whole, we do not.
Right.
We just simply roll with the punches.
Well, a quick programming note. Jack Campbell is texting me. He's hoping to call a little after 10 today. And, you know, last night, or yesterday afternoon, really, I was watching this press conference, and it got past the drug interdiction point. Mm-hmm. They started talking about more what they're doing logistically to help people out. And then the president went to the Q&A. And I've noticed something with this president. Maybe it's an effect of him getting a little older,
mm-hmm,
or just being an American. I don't know. He now has a little trouble with not only higher-pitched voices,
yeah,
that are a little more of a lilt or breathy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he also, if it's a foreign accent,
a little bit harder to understand.
He has a little trouble understanding, whether it's, you know, from India Iran or China or Latin America, or it's a British person.
Oh, yeah.
And so yesterday, I'm watching the Q&A, and most of the questions are pretty good. Of all people, Trump ripped into John Roberts, because Roberts was bringing up what the Democrats are saying.
Yeah. You know that's fake. If you know it's fake and false, why would you even say it to me right here, John? Why don't you go talk to your wife? She's a lovely woman. She's sitting right behind you.
No, and his wife's like, well, the social distancing's good for a marriage.
Well, that's good. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Good for you
good
guys.
Good for that really good marriage, I bet.
And Roberts later comes around and says, wait, are you going to chew me out again?
It's okay, John. Go ahead with this question.
But then it came to one point, I think I've got it queued up to the right time, where the president is asked a question about domestic violence.
Yeah.
And, of course, this is a reality with all these jobless claims, people staying at home. Liquor sales are way up.
Yep.
Around the world, around the country, and especially here in the great state of Alabama.
They're way up, and I also would like to see numbers on the marijuana stores that are legal through the U.S.
Oh, sure.
You know they're way up.
I gotta say, you know, if this is an upper respiratory disease, probably not the smartest thing to either smoke or vape.
No, they probably go get those edibles.
If you got edibles, fine, but I wouldn't be putting things in your lungs.
I mean,
there are some things that are better than others,
right,
but come on.
Right, that's a no-brainer, actually.
Let's think this through.
Having a hard
Whether
time
you're
breathing.
Smoking cigarettes or a joint, right. Or, you know,
I'm having a hard time breathing.
Through.
Let me get a Camel non-filtered.
Right. So I think I have it queued up here where the president has asked a question about, you know, the effect of the economic shutdown on things like domestic violence and other terrible issues.
$1 million plus cash.
The question comes after this answer, cash? I believe.
Plane loads of cash.
Cash.
A deal that was no good and
cash?
Was short-term. Essentially,
we're just talking about Iran.
Deal. Who makes a deal?
Cash.
For that kind of money. And $1.8 billion in cash. I don't even know what that would look like. That would be this room would have to be filled up.
With cash?
Five times with $100 bills, okay? Who makes a deal like this? And then on top of it, the deal's no good. All right, how about one or two more?
Mr. President, Seattle police have reported a surge in calls about domestic violence. A number of groups have raised concerns.
About Mexican violence?
Now, Joey, let me ask you a quick question.
Oh, hold on.
A number of
How old is our president?
Mid-70s, a little
so
above.
It's understandable that...
Right.
But...
Well, they did begin talking about the Mexican drug cartels. So that's also where Trump's mind is at the moment. But I'm going to back it up again.
All right,
here we go. Another question. Again, this is the president listening to a bit of an effete British posh accent from this reporter, and he asks about domestic violence. Listen to what the president says.
Mr. President, Seattle police have reported a surge in calls about domestic violence. A number of groups have raised concerns.
About Mexican violence?
Domestic violence. A number of groups.
Yeah, and Trump's like, oh, yeah, okay, we're going to talk about really depressing crap now.
In President Donald Trump's defense, he might be just like a lot of the rest of us, been quarantined too long and craving Mexican food. And Mexican food's on his mind.
No, but... And then Trump goes on to give a pretty good answer, actually, saying this is the what happens when you shut down the economy. I'm seeing rises in domestic violence and alcoholism, suicide. Drug addiction, suicide. Yeah. Especially as we go longer keeping people isolated, I really do worry about those with mental health challenges, not to mention folks working these long shifts at hospitals. Mm-hmm. It's going to take everybody's effort, and that's where we have to leave the damn partisan politics out of it, for the most part. But that continues apace, too.
How bad does it have to be before we can just put that aside?
I know.
I mean, that really is annoying.
Let's see who this is on the first line here. 272-9228, if you want to get in on the program. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, it's Tommy.
Hey, Tommy, how you doing?
Great. Had an interesting thought about what you were talking about with the eviction.
Yes.
And, you know, recently I heard Al Mohler, president of Southern Seminary, on his daily briefing, which is a daily analysis of news and events from a Christian worldview, the podcast he does.
Yes, sir.
He mentioned that in San Francisco, the politicians in California have done things to try to curtail or reel in rental costs, you know, because they're crazy. Housing costs are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you know, the thing that they don't understand is even the state's retirement plan are tied into investments into real estate.
Yep.
And if you fix it to where that real estate loan is no longer worth what they thought it was worth for the past however many years because of rising costs of real estate in California, he's like, you know, you're cutting off your nose to spite your face.
Yep.
Just to say, hey, we're going to, you know, limit what these people can make. And you know, of course, they're taking loans out on these properties and what have you. But it's interesting that you guys brought that up.
Well, and this is the story of the 08 crash, or at least part of it, is all that money the Federal Reserve created went into the housing market, which then went into all these loans that people knew couldn't afford, but they get sold to the government partnerships, Freddie and Fannie.
That's right.
And then you get the mortgage-backed securities, and all these loans start failing. All these mortgages start failing, and you have a package security, and you don't know where the good loan is and the bad loan is. It's interesting, right, as this crisis got going, the Federal Reserve bought a lot of mortgage-backed securities.
Sure did.
They're seeing the writing on the wall, and this is what I mean by I'm nervous about more chronic issues that this crisis and virus will uncover. And, you know, we talk about underlying issues make you more dangerous. It makes it more dangerous if you get the virus. I think the underlying issues with our economy, just globally, might be dangerous for us in such a crisis. And it should be a wake-up call if we survive it. We will.
Hey, let me mention one other thing I saw that I thought was interesting. I'll let you guys get back to your show. I'm going to join it. Saw an article in Montgomery Independent about a father taking a toy that he'd given his daughter 2 years earlier, a 3D printer, and getting it out of the closet that they haven't touched for years and starts printing these masks. To send them over to, you know, first responders or the hospitals, what have you. And that's one of those things that just kind of reminds you that if the number one narrative in our media is Trump's a racist or whatever, and it's all bash him about, you know, now we're going to open up an investigation and we still don't even know what's going on.
Yeah.
That's just crazy.
Yeah.
We need to have more stories like that where folks can, you know, if I had a first responder, if my wife was working at a hospital and she was a nurse and I saw that, I bet I'd be on the phone and on eBay trying to find a printer to buy so that I could make equipment to protect my family and others as well.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, keep up the good work, guys.
Thank you, Tom.
Good call.
Appreciate
you know, another thought on that stimulus and evictions and all that. The government is going to give everybody some money. I mean, right now, unemployment in Alabama, I think, is going to be the 275 plus the 6-something per week. that's not just to go party with. That is to keep the economy afloat. Part of the keeping that economy afloat is keeping your bills paid, whether it be to your landlord, to your cell phone bill company, to Alabama Power. But that's to keep it afloat, not so you can party around and then in 3 months go, oh, wow, I owe the world $10,000 and I ain't got a penny.
Right.
And that's what I worry about is just irresponsibility with the money.
Well, and usually in a normal functioning economy, it's like, okay, they're not performing anymore. These loans aren't any good. Wipe them out.
Yeah.
But our economy is so built off of a network of this debt on top of debt on top of debt that what you would have is a, it gets a little technical, but a deflation based on debt deleveraging.
Yep.
Deflation based on more production, more people are producing more goods, more people are producing more oil. Great. Yeah. That's better for the consumer. Deflation based off of everybody's calling in these loans, realizing people can't pay them off, so we just get them off the books.
Yep.
Really, really destructive. Really bad. And so we have to look out for that, and I think that's why you're seeing these over-the-top actions fiscally by the federal government and by the Federal Reserve, not only just shoring up the United States banking system, but the world's.
It is.
Unprecedented times, and, you know, there's an old saying in libertarian circles, Randolph Bourne, writing about 100 years ago during the First World War and during the Spanish flu, as we call it back then, saying war is the health of the state. If we're calling this a war, the reason war is the health of the state is that, well, it's like a crisis. You don't want to go to waste. That when everybody's unnerved, we're in the fog of war, even people that are usually pretty principled tend to give in to things they would never have done before.
Yeah.
We need to watch out for that. More news and views when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228.
Talking 24 hours a day, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The safety and security of your family and property is on your mind now more than ever. For over 20 years, ProLink Security has been here for you. ProLink offers interactive security systems, including cameras, door locks, digital thermostats, and much more. Right now, if you call ProLink at 285-5833, you can take advantage of 3 months free monitoring with new activation and no contract. Call ProLink Security today, 334-285-5833. AESBL license number 475.
Looking back, watching our kids and grandkids at play creates awesome memories, some better than others. I must admit, I don't much care to watch them play video games or tweet on smartphones. Way too much of that today. Hi, this is Terry with Weedman Lawn Care. Wouldn't the image of our children playing be better if it was them playing hide-and-seek, the baseball games of Pickle and 500, or badminton, Red Rover, or croquet? These games only need your kids' involvement and a great lawn for the play space. At Weedman, we can help with both. Go to WeedmanUSA.com to obtain a quote on having us turn your lawn into where children's memories are made. We'll also send you a list of great games and descriptions for them to play. They'll sure get a lot more exercise than just moving their thumbs on a keyboard. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today to begin making more great family memories on your lawn. We use only golf course quality timed release granular fertilizers. And Weedman is recommended over competitors by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and many of your friends and neighbors. Go to WeedmanUSA.com, where memories are made and promises are kept.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the VacNado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon.
Woman with the sweet loving better than a white line. Don't you know she could
272-9228 if you want to get it on the program. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Say Eddie Bader in the house with me.
Yeah, yeah.
Jack Campbell going to be trying to call in at a little after 10. And on the phone, because he's a patient man, the patience of Job, Steve. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Hey, Joe. We're doing great today. How about you?
Doing very good. I almost gave away your last name. I'm glad I didn't.
That's okay. Sometimes it's all right. But anyway, because the president and everybody else is calling this a war, then maybe we need some quotes from those wars in the past, like one from World War II, where our president said, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself."
Hmm.
You know, what a calming thing to say right after thousands of lives were lost, you know, at Pearl Harbor. And, you know, that's what I thought presidents were supposed to do. I thought they were supposed to be, you know, there's one voice, and you want to be close to that voice and you know, when you're in the towering inferno or wherever you are, you want to be close to a calming voice that, you know, puts people at ease. And we've got this. We're going to get through this. We're going to see light at the end of the tunnel. And I think sometimes we, you know, because of what the media does on every day, 24 hours a day, everything is a crisis.
Yes.
And this is a crisis. But we need calmness, and we need a voice, just like in the medical field, that says, you know, make it no worse. I think we need more of those statements from the media and less of their, you know, it's Armageddon, it's the end of the world.
Go ahead.
No, I said one day it is going to be the end of the world. And,
yeah.
You know, and it's going to be the worst that it can possibly be, but we've been through, you know, worse times than these, and whether it's been the polio, you know, epidemic, 3,000 people lost that summer, or we're going to get through this, and if people can just, you know, try to maintain some calmness, and the media is just fueling the fire.
And amen. You know, I actually I'm not, especially since this crisis, has been watching the standard cables. I watch the press conference from the White House usually. And then of all people, I've been watching Dr. Drew. He does a daily kind of update, answer questions show online. And he's been fantastic. You want to talk about a voice of calm? He has the medical professional background. If you only know Dr. Drew from Loveline or from the Celebrity Rehab Show, the guy's much more sophisticated
much
than those shows.
Than that.
And what he's been saying, Steve, is that because of his background, he actually worked with Dr. Fauci during the AIDS epidemic. He said, "I know the medical system here in America. We're the best in the world at something that never shows up on all these rankings of medical systems around the world. That is innovating and responding quickly to a perceived problem and real problems." And so he thinks whether it's therapeutics or we're coming up with a vaccine quick or, you know, following basic guidelines, we'll be able to handle this. And you see a lot of people doing great things. And you're right. There are some of the media who unfortunately see their job as tearing everything down, always pointing out the negative. Hell, I'm part of the media. I understand that game. It's easier for people to get a reaction from negativity. And, you know, if it bleeds, it leads. But you got to walk a fine line in such a crisis between, okay, here's constructive criticism that we should be talking about and getting better at, but then not going into just being a hack and being a partisan and asking gotcha questions. You also want to report the positive. And actually, there's a story I want to share coming up, Steve, about an Oregon man. He's 104 years old. He may be the world's oldest survivor of coronavirus. Because he's 104, I believe he's born in 1916. So he survived the Spanish flu, the Great Depression, all these other outbreaks and things you've talked about. And to hear that this man survived the coronavirus, well, isn't it something? There are a lot of great stories like that all around the world in this country, and I'll be hoping to share some of them.
Well, you know, there's a time and a place for everything. There's a season for everything. And when you're trying to win a war, you don't – and see, that's the difference back in those other wars that we were in. And just like when Kennedy got shot, if you listen – if you pull it up on YouTube and listen to Walter Cronkite report that, he didn't try to sensationalize it. He didn't try to do anything other than report the facts in a very calm, calming voice.
Right.
And that's the difference between the media from that day and this day. It's just, but anyway, I just hope we can grab some of those positive lines and put them out there every now and then.
Well, and add where the way the media operates to another one of our chronic problems that's being revealed here.
Exactly.
Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Steve. Thank good you. Call. 272-9228. Got to hit another break here. We've got this positive story, a fascinating story about an Oregon man, 104 years old. I believe his name is Bill Lapschies. Interesting last name. Bill Lapschies, 104 years old, and he survived coronavirus. Then we have another story out of California. Did you see this train operator?
Yeah.
So there are two ways you can respond to a crisis. You can either kind of survive, get perspective, help educate other people. This is what it was like. You can contribute. Like, you can demonize the MyPillow guy all you want, but at least his factories are producing 50,000 masks a day, which I think we're going to find everybody needs, not just medical professionals. Because other countries that have had mass use of masks, like in Asia, where they do that anyway.
The infection rate has slowed.
Yes. So we'll get into the positive, but the other way to respond is to go nuts and make a bad situation worse, and that's what this guy out of California did. I say California because Arnold Schwarzenegger actually delivered 50,000 masks. Yeah. I put it on my shoulders, I put it on my pony and on my mini horse, and we went to the hospitals. And
that's right.
You know, some people criticize Arnold for saying stay home while he's sitting in his hot tub smoking a cigar, but I'm like, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger, man.
Right. There's some people that are just bigger than life, and right.
272-9228. More news and views when we come back.
Down for the last time. Whoa. Save my life. I'm going down for the last time. Save my life. I'm going down for the last time. Save my life. I'm going down for the last time.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Does United go outside of the River Region?
Of course. We have customers at Lake Martin, Lake Jordan, Selma, Tallahassee, Greenville, Tuskegee, and even Union Springs.
So United is not only number one in the River Region, United is number one in Central Alabama.
With quality workmanship, 100% satisfaction guaranteed, and affordable pricing, it should be no surprise.
Also, with over 300 years combined experience and the ability to service and repair all brands, why would you call anyone else?
Don't forget, if your system is beyond repair, we have financing available with approved credit, and we can handle all your plumbing and electrical needs, too.
If you want the most experienced and the number one AC company in the River Region that's ahead of its competition on all the latest technology, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560. Regular business hours still in effect, Monday through Friday, 7 to 5.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. With all the coronavirus supplies needed across the entire United States, Wiley Sanders needs truck drivers immediately. Be home every weekend and two nights a week. Call 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders needs you.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a nice string of days underway. The nights are still chilly, but we have a warm-up on the way. For today, nice afternoon recovery. Sunshine, high around 74. You can't beat this weather. Clear skies, not quite as cold tonight. Overnight, low temperature 49. Tomorrow, a warmer day, high near 80. We'll be in the low 80s on Saturday with a sun and cloud mix. Sunday's high up to about 84. There could be an isolated shower somewhere in the area Sunday. The rain chances are tiny. And then scattered showers and thunderstorms on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
That think I'm a very stable genius.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Just a new man. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. Thank you for that lead-in, Freddie Mercury. I appreciate that. Rest in peace. 272-9228. So I want to first begin with, this is just a great story. A man named Bill Lapsky's, it started with Bill Lapsky's granddaughter, Jamie Utsi, said he has a contagious smile. Well, that's some clever writing there. Contagious smile tucked behind his pale blue surgical mask. On Wednesday, I believe this past Wednesday, Lapsky's family carried balloons, cake, and signs outside the Edward C. Allworth Veterans Home in Lebanon, Oregon, to celebrate his 104th birthday. With everyone spaced out 6 feet to maintain social distancing, staff wheeled Lapsky's out of the home and onto a small patio surrounded by balloons. Lapsky's 100th birthday had over 200 people in attendance, so Wednesday's affair was a little small by comparison, but these festivities are special for another reason. With just over 25 days since his first symptoms and 19 days since he had a fever, Lapsky's is believed to be the world's oldest coronavirus survivor. I hope I'm saying his last name right. Probably not. Sitting in a wheelchair under an awning as rain came down around him, his legs wrapped in a blanket adorned in American flags and wearing a World War II veteran hat, his daughter asked him how he managed to survive his bout of coronavirus. With a hearty laugh, Bill said, "I don't know." Pausing for a minute, he added, "It just went away. Sit out here and you can get rid of anything." Lapsky's had a moderate case of the virus, according to his doctor. He never developed severe respiratory issues. This is according to his doctor, Rob Richardson, one of the two doctors overseeing care. Richardson said that Lapsky's had not been in long-term care facility, he likely had been hospitalized but would have not required a ventilator. This could have easily gone another way, said the doctor. There's not a lot of interventions that can be done. This man, folks, is a 104-year-old man. He was born in Salem, Oregon in 1916 and lived through the 1918 Spanish flu pandemic that killed 50 to 100 million people worldwide. He also endured the Great Depression. In 1939, Bill married Dini Boutel.
Boutel?
Boutel. They were married for 60 years until she died in 2001. In 1943, with two young daughters, he was drafted into the U.S. Army. And for the remainder of World War II, he was stationed in the Aleutian Islands, where he dispatched trucks and heavy equipment. His daughter, Carol Lee Brown, said her father really only ever talked about one part of the war, the end. Coming home, being back with his wife and two little girls, not so much about what was going on then, just getting back to life. Brown said her father has always had an upbeat personality. To capture his personality, she described how when she was 10 years old and obsessed with horses, her father surprised her and took her to a farm with horses for sale, and they bought a horse.
Oh, wow.
And so you just, something like this does bring things into focus. It chastens you a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And you just see all the different stories of how people are affected. It is unreal that this man survived it. We think it's just people who are older who are going to die from this. Now, that's where a lot of the stats go. But
right.
To see this guy with the odds stacked against him survive is just fantastic. And to have survived yet another epidemic. Spanish flu couldn't take him down because he didn't ever contract polio or anything like that.
When he was doing time in the Aleutian Islands in Alaska, that's not a fun place to be. That's one of the only places the Japanese ever took during the war.
So, happy that Bill there is still alive and kicking. 272-9228. Let's see who this is on line one. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
It's Billy. How y'all doing today?
Doing well, Billy. How are you?
Doing great. I watched the program last night on PBS. Do you know what country leads the world in cancer research and actually surviving cancer treatment in the world, the entire world?
I don't know. I would have to guess.
Israel.
Israel?
That's what I'm guessing.
Would you believe if I told you it was Cuba?
Yeah.
They got a great reading program over there.
Well, the question was, how in the world can a country with the embargoes that was pushed on it and the hardships that a lot of people face to flee that country, lead the world in cancer research? And it talked about how Fidel Castro mobilized the government and said, we're going to become the world leader in the medical field. They have treatments over there. They had a U.S. citizen that was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. Ball program on TV, he makes a call to Havana from his cell phone, and a month later, he's flying to Havana, Cuba, and getting a treatment that our government, FDA, would not even allow in this
country.
Right,
that's right.
And look, the guy's living, and it's working. And I honestly think after this, and we're going to get through this, but you're going to see a total change in everything we do. The hospitals that we are accustomed to seeing growing up in life, that's going to change everything. I think the way that the drugs are evaluated in this country are going to be changed, where we're going to have to really relax the government hold on stuff and look at what we're charging the everyday taxpaying citizen when they get sick for medicine. That's going to have to change.
I agree with that.
And it already is changing because of this crisis there. I've got actually an article here, a list of all these rules and regs that were lifted in order to respond to the crisis, from approving drugs faster or saying to a distillery, hey, you can make hand sanitizer. Right. There's all sorts of things out there that we've gotten rid of, and we should keep them going.
Well, the gentleman that hopped on a plane and flew to Havana to get his treatment the very next day, the same treatment that he was getting cost him less than $20. Over here in the United States, it would have been over $8,000 per injection, $8,000 for something similar to that. So that tells you where we're at in this country as far as drug research. And everybody's talking, okay, we're going to get it done. We're gonna beat this and all that. You know, if we can get through the bureaucracy, maybe we can. And I don't see that happening. I just don't.
Right.
I
mean, well, my guess, Billy, as we get through this, all the changes we will see in society and government will not fit anybody's, let's say, worldview or ideology exact. Right. I think there are going to be things that are changed and that we're doing that nobody would have expected. And well, I hope it's for the better.
It's going to be some radical stuff. It's going to be some radical stuff. And there's going to have to be bipartisan giving on both sides to get this taken care of. And, you know, people talk about, okay, yeah, we've been through this before. We survived other stuff. You talking about the 104-year-old World War II veteran. Right. How many people we know 104 years old living today? Nobody alive that I know of in my lifetime has ever seen anything like this.
Right.
You know? And, so this is brand new to probably 99% of this country. And
well, we better learn from it instead of just put our heads in the sand.
Can we learn from it?
Yeah,
I hope so.
I do too.
Billy, you got to run.
Hey, good call, Billy.
Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, bud. I don't know, Joey, if you noticed, but the governor of Michigan kind of done a 180 on the whole coronavirus drug. You know, she went from saying you couldn't have it here. Now she's asking.
Hydroxychloroquine?
Yeah, now she's asking the feds, hey, can I get a little of that?
Yeah, politics is it's a weird game.
I wish they'd give it
poison
to
the mind
on a plate of crow.
More news and views when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm here with Pam. You can stop waving, Pam. We're on the radio. At WinCreekCasino.com, Pam.